Well, good evening, folks, from the B.J. McGillis Gymnasium here in beautiful Sitka, Alaska, as both teams prepare to duke it out on the court, Craig Panthers and Mount Edgecombe Braves here. Me, I'm Steve Johnson, sitting next to Andrew Friske, the administrator, longtime season basketball fan, player, elitist in Southeast Alaska. Glad to have him here for Color and Comment.
Something like that there, Steve. Thanks.
You're welcome. Well, here we go with the starting lineup for both teams. For the Craig Panthers, it's number 22, DJ Almenazor. Number 4, Dave Nelson. Number 34, Caller Benelson. Number 32, Tim Glore. Number 20, Tanner Thane. And that's the starting lineup for the Craig Panthers on the Mount Edgecombe Braves side. The starting lineup, number 4, Cody Sherman. Number 32, Calvin Frankenson. Number 33, Jalen Prince. Number 34, Brian Nick. And number 24, Dominic Hall. And that's the starting lineup for Mount Edgecombe Braves. Well, good evening, folks, there in Ketchikan and Prince of Wales. Glad to bring you the game here this evening on radio station KRBD. And hello to all the folks listening in on the Internet. We are just moments away from high school basketball action. A little bit down the road, radio station AM 1230 KIFW will also be joining this broadcast and airing it here in the Sitka area for all the folks listening in on the computer who'd like to tune in on the radio as well. Our referees for tonight are John Swathan and Mr. Campbell. And who do we have over there in the corner?
That's Corey Hansen.
Corey Hansen. And there's a tip-off. Craig Panthers with the ball, taking their time, working it down the middle court over to the north side. Pass on into the inside, stripped away by Mount Edgecombe, running it down the court, putting it up, and it's in for two to start the game. Number 34 for Mount Edgecombe grabbed that pass, ran it on down, put it straight on up and in. Brian Nick, 2 points for him. And on his way in to the basket there, he stumbled and went off the court, and he's got a little bit of a limp and showing a little bit of a pain there. It looks like maybe he rolled his ankle or something off the edge of the gym court there.
Yeah, not too bad. Brian Nick starting because it's senior night tonight, and this is the first game he's ever started in his life. He gets 2 points in the first 15 seconds and rolls his ankle as Coach Young and Jalen Prince carry him literally off the floor.
Quite a way to go, though. Down in glory.
Yeah.
2 points for the starting of the game. In the first quarter here, 7:41 on the clock, Craig with the ball. Bringing it on into the inside, eyeballs the basket, goes for a shot, hands it off, puts it up, no good. Mount Edgecombe with the ball, a little pushing foul underneath the bucket there.
Yeah, last night we were talking earlier, you know, just, Casey Green and Dominique Hall just on fire with 24 points for Dominique, 23 for Casey, and, Craig looking to stop those two and then also just overall put a few more points on the scoreboard.
You betcha. It's senior night here, their last hometown game. Mount Edgecombe with the ball, running it down the north side of the court, putting it on up and in for two. Number 4 for Mount Edgecombe, Cody Sherman, puts it straight on up and in. And with the whistle here, little foul there on number 24 for Mount Edgecombe. Dominique Hall, his first in the game here. The score is 4-0 with 7:13 in the first quarter. Craig with the ball. Down the north side, passing around, looking for an open man on the inside, decides to hand it on back out and see where we're going to go with this. Taking a nice slow dribble down the north side, hands it off to the inside, up for a shot, and it's good. Number 24 for Craig, Carl Benelkin, a 6'2" junior, puts that one on up and in for 2 points for Craig, putting them on the board. The score is 6:42 on the clock, 4-2. Mount Edgecombe up in this first quarter. Mount Edgecombe with the ball up for three, and it's no good. Rebound grabbed away by Craig. Here we go. These guys taking their time, giving a chance to line up. Hands it off to the north side. Almost fumbles the pass there and loses it, but hangs on to it, makes a drive, puts the shot up for two, no good. Mount Edgecombe grabbing the rebound. These guys work in the north side of the court, passing it back and forth, looking for the open man. Hands it on to the outside post there. Taking their time. Passing it around the outside. Out in the outfield here. Looking for an open person. Chance to make that shot. A lot of fast-paced passing going on in this game. The drive in and the handoff. Deciding which way to go. Hands it off to the south side. These guys working it down around the outside. Making a little false drive in there for the bucket. Hands it off to the left. And there we go with the drive. Four up, four two. No good. Rebound open. Grabbed by Craig. Look at these guys bringing it down the court. Number 20 for Craig in the game. Tanner Thane, a 5'10" junior. Pass stripped away by Mount Edgecombe here. These guys working the pass in the outfield here. Looking for an opening. Giving their friends a chance to line up, looking for an open spot. And here how it goes. Down around the outside. Hand off to the inside. Back on out to the outside. Making the drive. The eye for the basket. Hands it off to the left-hand side there. I thought he was going to go for that one, but not quite. Number 21 for Mount Edgecombe, Casey Green. A 5'10" junior from Hooper Bay. Number 32, Calvin Frankenson, 4-2 from the inside there, a 5'9" senior from Point Hope, another starring player in this game. For 2 points to get on the board, number 4 for Craig, David Nelson enters the game with 2 points here. The score is 6-5, a close first quarter here for an exciting night of high school basketball action on KRBD, on the internet, and soon on AM 1230 KISW. We are here. Mount Edgecombe with the ball towards the middle of the court. Make a little turn pass. Hand off to the north side. Looking for the open lane. Pivot left, right, down the center. Hands it off to the left. And back to Calvin. Calvin Frankenson working the ball towards the outside. These guys, and there we go. 4-3. Number 21 for Mount Edgecombe. Casey Green sinks it for three from the north side. Ooh. Did you see that one?
Well, yeah, Tanner Thane trying to push the ball up there, and he kind of ran into Casey Green there, but John Wathen called the ball out of bounds before he ran into him, so Tanner getting away with a foul there, and Craig getting the ball back.
Definite little thump on the wooden court there. Craig with the ball down the north side, bringing it down, making a drive in, little false pass, hands it off to number 22, puts it up and in, 4-2 for Craig. DJ Almazor, a 6'2" senior. Ends on the board here. Mount Edgecombe with the ball, driving it down, putting it on up for two. With the whistle.
Yeah, it was a nice drive there by Casey Green, just taking off where he left off last night. You know, he had 24 points, and most of those were driving in the lane. And just another good job. And I know Coach Hamilton from Craig talking to his team, you know, telling these guys that, you know, they shot probably 70% the second half. And because they had mostly layups out of the deal. So far this quarter, you know, Craig doing a better job of keeping that paint secure and making him shoot from the outside.
You betcha. Mount Edgecombe to the line for the free throw. The first one was up and good. Let's see the second one. Here it goes, and it's in. That's how it works, folks. The score is 11-7 with 3:45 on the clock here. A little scrum for the ball on the floor. Mount Edgecombe ends up with it, puts it up for two. Off the back corner of the rim, will not go. Grabbing the rebound, putting it on up and in. Not quite. Craig with the rebound, drives it on up, and there we go, 4-2, number 24, Craig, Carl Benelken.
Yeah, Benelken did a good job there just taking it. Leo Ford, he was standing way under the basket there, and he was coming down. He had contact there with Leo Ford and just did a good job taking it up and didn't convert on it, but he does get two free throws out of the deal.
You betcha. First free throw is up, and not quite. Little hand slap from the teammate there. Little show of encouragement.
The referee is trying to figure out if that basket went. And I wasn't paying attention enough to say, I mean, if it went in, there was sure a lot of contact there in it. But they're saying the ball went in, so I guess he only had one free throw. And so I guess they gave him 2 points and missed free throw.
It went in. That brings the score 9-11, Mount Edgecombe up. Craig playing a tough game here tonight. Mount Edgecombe with the ball, pass around the outside, into the inside, shot up for two, and it's good. Number 24 for Mount Edgecombe takes that pass. Dominique Hall puts it on up. Craig making a long bid for three there. Does not go. Matt Edgecombe with the rebound back to their end of the court. Puts it up for two. Grabs the rebound. And the rebound goes up and in for two. Looks like we got a timeout on the floor here. It's a 30-second timeout. 3 minutes on the clock here in the first quarter. The score is 15-9. Mount Edgecombe leading the way.
Yeah, that last play there, Edgecombe coming in strong, and Jalen Prince getting ready to go up for an easy layup, and DJ Almanzor came out of nowhere and blocked it off the backboard. But he bounced off the backboard right into Cody Sherman's hands. For the layup, and Coach Young taking a timeout there, you know, just to talk to guys and tell them to settle down there. You know, I mean, last night, you know, Edgecombe ended up walking away with the game, and he said, you know, he wants these guys to focus a little bit better, and because he knows they can play better.
Craig with the ball inbound to number four, David Nelson. Nelson with the ball, bringing it down the court, making a hard spin there. Almost loses it off, grabs it almost out of bounds there. Little loose ball on the floor. Craig gets it, puts it up for two. Not quite. Mount Edgecombe with the rebound. Number 21 for Mount Edgecombe, Casey Green, bringing it down the court, hands it off. Let's see which way this one's going to go. To the north side, working around the outside to the inside. Man under the basket, hands it back on out to the outside. Wasn't quite in a position to take the shot. And here we go. We got a basketball game here, folks. 15-9. Mount Edgecombe leading the way. 2:22 on the clock. Edgecombe with the ball, bringing it in. And you see number four over there, Cody Sherman, has got the multicolored socks on tonight. His gift is part of senior night. There we go. Number 10 puts it up and will not go for Mount Edgecombe. Little scrum for the ball on the floor. Which one are they going to give it to out of that deal?
And I believe they call on Tanner Thane there. He tried to put Sherman in one of his wrestling moves there.
That's sure what it looked like.
Yeah, the ref said you can't do that on this court.
Pretty aggressive game here this evening. Mount Edgecombe versus Craig here at the B.J. McGillis Gymnasium, KRBD, and the Internet here. The score is 15-9 with a minute 53 on the clock here. Number 33 for Mount Edgecombe, Jalen Prince at the line for a free throw. Made a little charge for the basket there and got a little hack.
Well, you know, it's good to see. I mean, I know Coach Hamilton happy to see that the boys are being more aggressive tonight. You know, I know last night the shots that Edgecombe was getting weren't even being contested. Tonight, they're being contested and being Craig coming out being more aggressive and they foul them, but at least they're being aggressive.
Oh, yeah. These guys are definitely going at it. Here we go. Craig with the ball down the north side of the court. Strict defense here. Handing it back and forth. A little back and forth here. Looking for the open guy. Number four. Way out in the south side. Bringing it down. These guys running the same kind of passing down around the outfield. Looking for the open man on the inside or the open lane to make the drive. Puts it on up for two. Not quite. Craig with the rebound. Puts it on up. No good. The score is 17-9. Mount Edgecombe leading the way here with a little over a minute on the clock in the first quarter. Jalen Prince with the ball. Puts it up for two. But not quite. And the whistle underneath the basket here. Number 32. Or Craig. Number 32, Tim Glore. So Mount Edgecombe will go to the line for the free throw. The first one is up and is good. 17-9 is the score. Mount Edgecombe leading the way. Minute 8 on the clock in the first quarter here. Both teams playing a hard, fast game. Prince with a second free throw and is good. Craig with the ball. Bringing it down the north side and a long pass. Ends up in the Pep Band stand. Looking for the open guy. He wasn't quite there. And the ball goes clean on out of bounds. Mount Edgecombe gets awarded possession. And here they go down to their side of the court, bringing the passing around the outside. Tried to pass the ball off the Craig player's foot there.
Yep, Tanner Thane there with a quick foot move.
Little football soccer move here. Not quite that kind of court for that kind of game. Mount Edgecombe with the ball, puts it on up for two. Are they going to count that one?
Definitely. They already, Leo Ford there with a nice move, and you know he's a left-handed guy, so and he goes strong to his left every time, and that was just that suited him perfect. On his left side, he had his right side blocked with his body there, and he got an and one.
A lot of times these teams don't expect to have a left-hander put it up that way.
No,
it's worked out really well for him. First free throw, high ball's the net, puts it on up, and it's good. 22-9, 48 on the clock in the first quarter here. Mount Edgecombe Craig. Craig with the ball, bringing it down the court, losing it out of bounds. 43 seconds on the clock here in the first quarter. Guys are getting a little open on their passing here. Mount Edgecombe with the ball, into the inside. Eyeballs the net, puts it on up for two. And it's good from the inside. Number 24, Dominic Hall, a 6'2" junior from Nome. Guys bringing it down the court. Somebody hit the floor there.
Yeah, they ran into Jalen Prince, who's we talked about him last night, three-time state wrestling champion. He's a very solid boy. And most guys that run straight into him usually bounce off like that as well.
A lot of hard contact in this night's game. Craig with the ball, puts it up for two. No good. Mount Edgecombe with the rebound. 16 on the clock here in the first quarter. The score is 24-9. Mount Edgecombe with the ball, bringing it down the inside, puts it up for two. And it's good. Number 21 for Mount Edgecombe, Casey Green. Grabs that pass, puts it on up and in. And that's just about the end of the first quarter here. 1 second on the clock.
Yeah, that last play was just beautiful. You know, Casey Green got the pass up the court and drove in. And just a beautiful bounce pass to his friend there, another guy from Hooper Bay, both and Leo Ford made the layup.
Are they going to count that one?
They counted it. They had, just to kind of give you a rundown on that, you know, at 1 second to go, Benolkin took a shot and then he traveled. They gave the ball to the Braves at that half court line, and Casey Green just takes a step in with 1 second and hits a three-pointer just inside the half court line.
Casey Green playing a hot game tonight.
Yeah, he's leaving like he did last night. And already, you know, we talked about things were slowing down, but this last few minutes, you know, the Edgecombe Braves just putting it on to make it 29-9.
So at the end of the first quarter, the score is 29-9. We'll send it back to the studio for a 60-second break here. You're listening to live high school basketball action on the Internet, on KRBD, and on AM 1230. KIFW, the town of Sitka. Back in 60 seconds.
Support for this Panther basketball broadcast comes from Papa's Pizza, offering dine-in, take-out, and delivery of pizza, appetizers, salads, sandwiches, and Cascade Glacier ice cream. Open 11 until 8 weeknights and 11 until 9 weekends in the West Wind Plaza. Papa's Pizza, a slice of the last frontier, 826-2244. This broadcast brought to you in part by Petro Marine Services, big supporters of all the coaches, players, and managers who help make the high school basketball season one of the most exciting times of the year for all of us fans. Petro Marine Services, Alaska owned and operated since 1959.
Basketball here on KRBD, on Mount Edgecombe Internet and AM 1230 KIFW, the sound of Sitka. At the start of the second quarter of play, 29-9, Mount Edgecombe leading the way versus Craig here. And here we go for the beginning of the second quarter. Mount Edgecombe with the ball, brings it down the inside. Those multicolored socks sure catch the eyeball there. Mount Edgecombe with the ball, long pass towards the north side, puts it on up for three, will not quite go. Rebound, Mount Edgecombe puts it up. Craig ends up with the ball out of that one. Number 20 for Craig, Tanner Thane. Step outside the line there.
I didn't quite see that one.
These boys moving so fast, all you see is streaks of green and white here. That's how this game goes. The score is 29-9. 7-11 on the clock for the second quarter. Craig with the ball, making the drive on the inside. Puts it on up for two. Off the back square of the glass. No good. Jalen Prince with the rebound. Here comes Van Edgecombe. Working it down the north side. Passing to the open man. Who brings it down around towards the south side. Eyeballs the net. Not quite. Jalen Prince underneath the bucket. Grabbed the pass. Makes it on up for two. And it's good. Van Edgecombe 31-9.
Yeah, it's just a beautiful pass there by Leo Ford. He's found his teammate, Jalen Prince. A no-look pass. Bounce pass. 2 feet away from the basket.
These guys know how to get into position and how to get the ball to the right guy at the right time. Now they're just coming with the ball, bringing it down the center. Those multicolored socks, I got to tell you. You don't see things like that every day. Jalen Prince with the ball, puts it on up for two, not quite. The rebound up for Mount Edgecombe, and it's good. Number 24 for Mount Edgecombe, Dominic Hall. Grabs that one, puts it on up for two. Craig with the ball, brings it down the court. Not quite. Mount Edgecombe with the rebound. These guys making a hard drive tonight. Pass it down towards the south side. Jalen Prince underneath the bucket there. Getting into position. Waiting for the opening. For the chance to put it on up. These guys working down around the outside of the outfield. Taking their time. It's the second quarter, 5:47 on the clock. Mount Edgecombe driving it in, puts it up for two. Not quite. Rebound grabbed away by Craig. Number four, David Nelson, the 5'10" senior. Here we go for the shot. Off the front edge of the rim, not quite for Craig. Nelson with the ball, hands it off to the south side man. He puts it on up for three. That one not quite going, and there we go for two. And that's it. Number four for Craig, David Nelson, puts it on up and in there. Mount Edgecombe with the ball, bringing it down around towards the outfield here. These guys working outside the three-point line. Up for three, not quite. A little pushing foul underneath the basket there. Craig will get the ball out of that deal. The score is 33-11. Like somebody's going to take a timeout here, huh? No, substitution's coming in. Number 32 for Mount Edgecombe, Calvin Frankenson. And who came out of the game there? Number 24?
Yeah, Dominique Hall.
Dominique Hall.
Second foul.
Craig with the ball, bringing it down the north side. Looking for the open guy. Eyeballs the bucket, not quite makes the drive. Hands it off. The score is 33-11 with 4 minutes and 55 seconds on the clock here in the second quarter. Craig with the ball, puts it up for two. Off the back edge, not quite. Not even close there. Mount Edgecombe with the rebound. Brings it down. Calvin Frankenson down the north side of the court. Guy's making a pass down around the outside. Number 10 for Mount Edgecombe puts it up. Not quite. Number 10, Leo Ford, a 5'9" junior from Hooper Bay. These guys working down around the outside of the three-point line. Up for three. Not quite. The rebound here. Mount Edgecombe. Frankenson with the ball. Hands it off to the north side. Guy's doing a lot of passing here, keeping the ball moving. Looking for the open man on the inside. A lot of passing down around. Back and forth. Towards the north side, south side. Compass spinning all around here. Dominique Hall puts it up for two, but not quite. The ball goes out of bounds.
Yeah, Edgecombe being patient on offense right now. And, you know, just getting, you know, doubling Craig right now on rebounds. They just got three offensive boards in a row there. You know, Coach Hamilton just shaking his head, you know, wanting to get these guys in gear to start getting some of these, not giving Edgecombe so many opportunities for a basket.
Yeah, these guys are definitely keeping the ball moving tonight. Prince for two. It's good. Number 33. 5'10" senior from Kotlik. Jalen Prince puts it on up and in. Craig with the ball. Guys working the pass towards the inside, loses it, grabbing it, loose ball on the floor. These guys get it, little scrum there, traveling. And he didn't like that one.
No, he felt there was contact. It was, who was that, 24, Carl Benolken. You know, he had the ball and he was trying to get the pressure off him, but he drug his foot and he felt he was getting fouled.
Now Edgecombe with the ball. passing down around the outside of the three-point range. Guy's keeping it moving. Frankenson eyeballs the net, but not quite. Hands it off to his buddies. These guys keeping it moving. A lot of passing, almost out of bounds there. So what do you think their strategy is?
Who, Edgecombe's?
Yeah.
Score at least one more basket than Craig is my my guess. But, you know, Craig playing a 2-3 zone, and so Edgecombe, you know, rotating the ball around the top there and having a few cutters, you know, at the high post. And when they get at the high post, it seems Craig's weak side collapses, and the weak side for Craig, or for the Edgecombe, steps in. They've got a few layups out of it last night. And so far, Craig doing a, you know, better job, you know, not letting that weak side, but they're just, they need to step it up on the offensive, the defensive board.
The score is 35-11 with 2:47 in the second quarter here.
That last foul on Tanner Thane. The third one, so Coach Hamilton, I believe he's going to bring him out.
Now Edgecombe at the line for the free throw. Little dribble. High balls, basket, puts it on up. Bounces off the front edge, off the back, and rolls out. Off the wrong side. Wanted to roll through the net. Here we go with the second free throw. On up, and not quite in. Craig with the ball. Bringing it down the middle of the court. A lot of fancy dribbling going on there, making the drive. Hands it off to the north post. Making the drive for the inside. Puts up a shot, not quite. A rebound, Mount Edgecombe, number 33. Jalen Prince with the ball. Off to Frankenson on the north side. Guys keeping the ball moving. A lot of fast pass around the outside. Waiting for somebody to get open on the inside to put up a shot. The score is 35-11 with a little over 2 minutes on the clock here in the second quarter. Prince with the ball underneath the net, puts it on up for two, not quite. Van Edgecombe with the rebound, puts it up again. No good. Craig with the ball. Number 24 for Craig Carl Benulkin on the floor. Inbound, Craig, down the center of the court, puts it on up. Not quite going on there, huh?
No, Lincoln Isaacs had a good look there. He probably would have made it, but he got a little forearm to his back, and it kind of pushed him forward. So he's going to get two free throws out of the deal. Both Edgecombe players were there, but Jalen Prince called for the foul. One, Casey Green came from behind, blocked a clean block, but Jalen put a hand on his back, and the referee caught that.
First free throw up and good. Second one up and good. Score is 35-13. Mount Edgecombe leading the way. Minute 49 in the first quarter of play here. You're listening to high school basketball on KRBD, on Mount Edgecombe website, and AM 1230 KIFW. Mount Edgecombe with the ball. Down the north side. These guys keeping it moving. Passing back and forth. Back and forth. Looking for the open player. Number four underneath there makes the drive to put it up. Not quite. Rebound, Mount Edgecombe. Another drive up for two. No good. A little scrum for the ball on the floor there. Craig with it. Bunch of guys on the floor.
There was white and green everywhere in the paint.
Uh-huh. You betcha. Craig with the ball. Puts it up for three. Off the back corner of the hoop. Shot will not drop for them. Mount Edgecombe with the ball. Down the court. Passing down around the outside, on up to the south post. Looking for somebody in on the inside, setting up the block. Frankenson with the ball, hands it off to the north corner. Guys looking for the open player. Keeping it moving. Making the drive in the back pass. Not quite. Guys keeping it moving. 30 seconds on the clock here off the back edge of the rim. Rebound, Craig. 35-13. Managed to come leading the way here in the second quarter. Craig with the ball. Stripped away by Mount Edgecombe. Calvin Frank has been making the drive. Both guys making the push for it, but not quite.
Yeah, just, you know, Craig just needs to take better care of the ball right now. They're just making silly passes, and Edgecombe, they're sharp right now. They're picking them up at half court, and they're causing a lot of turnovers, and that's why, you know, Craig's only scored 13 points this half, you know, and I know Coach Hamilton just, you know, he's pretty calm there on the bench, but I know what's going through his mind. You know, just you know, you can't win ball games when you only score 13 points in a half.
Calvin Frankenson at the line for the free throw. First one up is good. Here we go with the second. And that one's good also. 37-13. 10 seconds on the clock. Craig with the ball. Bringing it down the court. Hands it off. Bringing it down towards the north side. This guy's putting it up for three. And it's no good. And that's the end of the first half here. 37-13. Mount Edgecombe leading the way. So what do you think about the first half of the game here?
Well, you know, you said 13 points. You're not going to win a ball game if you only can score 13 points and a half. You know, and I'm, you know, last night DJ Almanzor, you know, he was a high scorer with 12 and 2 points only in the half. And he needs to step it up, get some more looks at the rim there, you know. But Edgecombe just tough. They're playing well, you know. They're coached well, but you know they're starting to click. And you know, Casey Green just having another great game. Jalen Prince with 5 rebounds as well, you know. And Calvin Frankson, you know, usually doesn't start, but being a senior this year, he got to start, and he's been in the game the entire time. He's got 3 steals and 4 points, and, you know, it's a total team effort right now by the Edgecombe Braves, and, you know, they're going to keep rolling if they continue to do what they're doing.
And it's their last home game of the season, eh?
It is, yeah, and you definitely want you want to go out on a good note here at the your last home game, so that's what they're putting together right now this first half.
Well, we're at halftime here. The score is 37-13. We'll send it back to the studios for underwriting and commercial break. And when you visit the sponsoring advertisers, be sure and thank them for supporting high school basketball. So we'll send it on back to KRBD, AM 1230, KIFW, and back to the viewers at home.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by Silver Bay Seafoods, located in Craig, Alaska, who say good luck to all the players this season.
Did you know your Craig PTSA supports a variety of activities, from scholarships to muffins for moms and donuts for dads to the high school reading incentive program, Strive, and so much more? We need your help. Membership is only $7, and you can sign up at the school. Get involved today, and go Panthers!
Good evening, everyone. I'm Nathan Grambo. Glad to have you along. Hope you're enjoying tonight's basketball game. The Panthers are not doing as well as we hoped, down quite a bit, but hey, that's not the point. It's how you play the game, and we are glad to provide this service for you no matter what. We're going to take a quick look at the weather forecast. First for, actually, only since we are only broadcasting to Prince of Wales Island right now. Actually, well, we are also broadcasting to the world since we are streaming online these basketball games for the Craig Panthers. So head on over to www.krbd.org and click on the POW B-ball link. That'll take you to a page where you can link up to us online with the stream. Share that with your friends and family, please. We like to spread that wealth around. And also you can hear recorded ball games on demand. So this game will be available later on tonight after we get finished and I can get all things edited and uploaded. So you can download it for your own listening pleasure whenever you like. Let's take a look at that weather forecast. For tonight, partly cloudy, areas of fog late, lows around 38, and southeast winds of 10 to 15 miles per hour for Craig and Klawock. Tomorrow, windy, areas of fog in the morning, rain likely, highs around 44, southeast winds of 10 to 20 miles per hour, increasing to 30 miles per hour with gusts to around 40 miles per hour in the afternoon. Tomorrow night, rain likely in the evening, then slight chance of rain and snow late, little or no snow accumulations, and lows around 33 degrees. Southeast winds of 15 to 25 miles per hour becoming east 10 to 20 miles per hour late, gusts to 40 miles per hour in the evening. For Monday, partly cloudy, areas of fog, highs around 42, and southeast winds of 15 to 25 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lows around 37, southeast winds of 15 to 25 miles per hour. And for Tuesday, mostly cloudy, highs around 44. Marine weather, Dixon entrance to Cape Decision, gale warning for tomorrow. Otherwise tonight, east wind of 20 knots increasing to 25, seas 12 feet. Sunday, east wind of 25 knots becoming southeast gale to 35 knots in the afternoon, seas 12 feet and rain in the afternoon. Sunday night, southeast wind of 30 knots diminishing late, seas 13 feet. Monday, southeast wind increasing to 30 knots, seas 12 feet. Monday night, southeast wind of 30 knots, seas 12 feet. And Tuesday, southeast wind of 25 knots, seas of 14 feet. That's it for your weather forecast. And don't forget about the stream. Do please tell your friends and family about it so they can hear your sons and daughters playing basketball during the away games around Southeast Alaska and during the regional and state tournaments if they get there. www.krbd.org. Click on the POW B-ball link. In the meantime, however, after this quick message, we'll be playing you a little bit of Herbie Hancock to take you up to the second half of the game.
This broadcast brought to you in part by Petro Marine Services, big supporters of all the coaches, players, and managers who help make the high school basketball season one of the most exciting times of the year for all of us fans. Petro Marine Services, Alaska owned and operated since 1959. The Craig Booster Club proudly sponsors Craig Panther Basketball on KRBD. The club supports school activities and provides scholarships through memberships and business sponsorship. Support your Panthers. Family memberships in the Booster Club are $50, and individual memberships are $25. Go Panthers!
Welcome back to the second half of play here. Mount Edgecombe Braves versus Craig Panthers. The score is 37-13. Mount Edgecombe leading the way. You're listening to live high school basketball on AM 1230 KIFW, KRBD, and on the internet. Craig with the ball, up for 2 points, and it's good. 15-37. Craig starting out the second half of the game with a shot there. Andrew Frisky alongside Steve Johnson here. Andrew keeping stats and providing comments, color, commentary. Andrew knows more about basketball than most people you'll ever meet.
Well, I don't know about that, but I do spend quite a bit of time in the gym.
Craig with the ball, bringing it down the middle of the court. Of course, both teams switching sides in the second quarter. Craig putting up for two, not quite. Number 22 for Craig grabs it, and there it goes.
And that's the fourth point by DJ Almanzar. You know, we were talking about getting him in the action. He only had 2 points the first half and 12 for last night. So it was a quick 4 points by DJ.
Starting off the second half right. Craig now 17, Mount Edgecombe 37. In the second half of play here. 6:41 on the clock, Mount Edgecombe with the ball. Passing down around the outside, making the drive, and hands it off back up for two. Not quite, turns into a long pass. Didn't touch the glass or the metal net. Mount Edgecombe with the ball. Down around the outside towards the north. Guys looking for the open man, making the drive. Not quite. And the ball goes out of bounds.
Yeah, so far this quarter, you know, Craig's made two quick baskets there, both by DJ. The first was a pick and roll there by David Nelson. It was just a beautiful screen and roll and wide open layup for DJ.
Craig hoping to close in, score 37-17. Mount Edgecombe with the ball. Guys working the passing down towards the south side to number four for Mount Edgecombe, Cody Sherman. Up 4-2. Not quite. Rebound, Mount Edgecombe. turns, pass back out, making the drive, puts it on up, 4-2. Off the glass in the front corner of the rim, not quite. Craig with the rebound, driving it down the court, looking for the open guy, making the push. Not quite. Hands it back on out. Guy's looking for the open man. Working the same kind of passing that Mount Edgecombe did earlier. Up 4-2, and it's good. And that's what Craig wants to see.
Yeah, that's DJ Almanzor again for his sixth point in the first minute and 45 seconds of the game.
37-19, Mount Edgecombe leading the way, but Craig closing in the second quarter. You can hear tonight's game on KRBD, KIFW, and on the internet, and on both radio stations' websites. Mount Edgecombe with the ball, making the drive, puts it up 4-2, and it's good. The score is 39-19, 4:50 on the clock. Craig making the drive, puts it up, Mount Edgecombe grabs the rebound. These guys bringing it back down to their side of the home court. And we have a ball game, folks, 39-19. Mount Edgecombe with it, puts it on up, almost out of bounds, tips it back in, up 4-3. Not quite, Craig with the rebound. These guys bringing it down the court. Eyeballing for the drive, not quite. Stripped away by Mount Edgecombe, number 24, Dominique Hall, strips that pass clean away. And brings it down to the home side of the court for the second half of the game. 39-19, 4:13 on the clock. Mount Edgecombe with the ball. Passing down around the outside of the outfield. Looking for the guys to get open underneath the basket or an open lane to drive in. And here we go off to number 21. Passing down around the outside, a little spin turn from the multicolored socks. And here we go. Calvin eyeball on the basket, but not quite. Decides to hand it off. These guys keeping it moving. Passing down around the outside of the outfield. Loose ball on the floor, picked up by Mount Edgecombe. These guys keeping it moving, making the drive. Not quite. Hands it back on out to the outside. Keep that ball moving towards the inside. On up 4-2. Not quite. Craig with a clean rebound. Bringing it down the court, making the drive. A little turnaround. Almost lost it there. Pass off to the teammates. Off to the north post. Guys making the fast move. And here we go. Little false pass there. 39-19. Craig with the ball. Looking for the open guy. On to the outside, up 4-3, and it's good.
And again, that was DJ Almanzor with a three, and he's on fire right now. He's got nine points, and all nine of the points this quarter are from DJ. And I think Coach Hamilton took a full timeout to say, "Hey guys, these are after those shots, we're making a run. We're still down a few, but we just need to pick up our defense here." But that last time down, Edgecombe pretty much passed the ball around for 2.5 minutes. And I know Coach Young saying, it's good to be not be so selfish, but when you're open, you might as well take your shots. Edgecombe passing up a lot of open shots and settled for a decent shot, but they still missed it.
The score is 39-22. Craig closing in the second half. 2:39 on the clock. A little timeout on the floor here. It was a full timeout, but we kept it right here to bring you more exciting high school basketball action. If you've just joined us, Craig versus Mount Edgecombe on KRBD, KIFW, and on the internet at www.mehs.us. Mount Edgecombe with the ball, making the long pass to Jalen Prince, who turns and steps out of bounds. His left foot just crossed the line there. He was going to make the fast-paced run and probably put it up, but tipped on out there. Craig with the ball, making the drive. The back dribble there, on up 4-3. Not quite, off the front corner of the glass. Rebound, little spin turn, pass pivot. And here we go, the magic shooter with the ball. Hands it off. Craig making the drive in to the south post. Hands it off. Mount Edgecombe grabbing the pass away. Jalen Prince with it, making the drive down the court. Loses it off. Picked up by Mount Edgecombe. Hands it off to the north post. These guys keep it in. On up. Nope, not quite. Hands it off to the buddy on up, and there it goes. Mount Edgecombe 4-3 from the north post.
And that was Cody Sherman with the colorful socks that he just got for senior night.
Craig with the ball, brings it down the court, puts it on up. Not quite. Mount Edgecombe with the rebound. Sherman with the ball, drives it on up, puts it up 4-2. Will not go. Craig grabs the rebound. These guys not going down easy. Drives it on up, puts it up, not quite. Mount Edgecombe with the ball. These guys playing fast in the second half of game. Jalen Prince with it for Mount Edgecombe. Off to the north post. Back on over to the middle. Off into the corner. Up 4-2. Not quite. Craig with the rebound. Eyeballed it, had the clean shot, but it would not go for him. And number 24, nice little contact there.
Yeah, Benolkin went coast to coast. He got the rebound, went all the way down, and got fouled there by Leo Ford. I believe, or maybe it was Cody Sherman. They called a foul on.
I bet he felt that one.
Yeah, he got hit a little bit, and it was a good call by the officials.
Free throw up and in. Number 4 for Craig is coming out, David Nelson. And number 10 is joining the game, Kelsey Trojan. Trojan, a 5'6" sophomore. Second free throw is up and in. 22-43, a minute 10 in the third quarter here. Mount Edgecombe with the ball, bringing the pass, Dorn to the outside. On up 4-2, and it's good. Definitely a lot of fast-paced passing moving. Mount Edgecombe with the rebound, on up and in, and it's good again. 53 seconds to go in the third quarter, 45-24. Mount Edgecombe leading the way. Craig Panthers with the ball, bringing it down. Open man, puts it up. There he is, the magic shooter for Craig. Up for two. 46-26 is the score here. Craig sinking a lot of shots in this second half of the game. Mount Edgecombe grabbing the pass, bringing it down the court, on up for two. And it's good. Number 10, Leo Ford, a 5'9" junior from Hooper Bay.
Yeah, the, I don't know what they called out there. They called a, I think it was a referee's timeout. Number 11, Thaddeus Isaacs, was on the floor there for a second, so I think they wanted to make sure he was okay. But, you know, we're talking about, Craig making a run. They've done great this quarter, but they just, Edgecombe just blow for blow with them, and so they're not making much headway.
But they're sure making a great ball game to watch out of it. 48-26, 19 on the clock in the third quarter here. Craig with the ball, making a long pass, out of bounds. The official, John Watson, the ball in his hand, takes a dribble, hands it off to Mount Edgecombe. A few seconds on the clock here. These guys taking their time, making the pass. Losing it away to Craig. Craig with the ball, coast to coast, north side, on up for two! And there it is, at the buzzer. So the score is 48-28 at the end of the third quarter. You're listening to live high school basketball on KRBD, KIFW, and on MEHS.US. We'll send it back to the studio for 60 seconds.
Underwriting support provided by The Clothes Company. Open 7 days a week, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and noon to 4 p.m. on Sundays. Located in the West Wind Plaza. Wishing the Panthers the best of luck. Go Panthers! Support for Panther basketball comes from Tyler Rental in Craig, with equipment and tools for all your construction and home repair needs. Now featuring Milwaukee power tools, steel chainsaws, Subaru generators, and all your welding and safety supplies. Tyler Rental, supporting our student activities.
You're listening to high school basketball on KRBD and KIFW. Live here at the B.J. McGillis Gymnasium, Steve Johnson, Andrew Fiske here courtside, bringing you the play-by-play and all the details here. Mount Edgecombe versus Craig, if you just joined us. Mount Edgecombe with the ball. Brings it in towards the north side, handing it off. Guys taking their time to the inside. Jalen Prince puts it up for two, and it's good. There we go with that play we've seen time and time again. It works out very well for him. Craig with the ball, bringing it down the court, down towards the outside. Number 10, Leo Ford, reaching his hand in there.
Yeah, he's trying to be a little bit aggressive there. Dave Nelson doing a good job taking control. And Dave's a, you know, he's a thick kid there, and Leo not too, he's quite a bit smaller and kind of just bounced right off him.
And Leo grabs that inbound pass. Did he step out of bounds there?
He did, yeah. He couldn't quite handle it. He got a tip on it and was chasing it out of bounds, and referee called him out.
It's an A for effort on that one anyway. Craig with the ball. On over to Nelson. Nelson bringing it down the court. Almost losing it away. Off to the north side post. And it's up and in. 4-3. It's good. Score is 50-31. 7:15 in the fourth here. Mount Edgecombe with the ball. These guys making the pass around the outside. And here we go. Taking their time a little bit in this fourth quarter. 50-31 is the score. 7 on the clock. Up 4-3. Mount Edgecombe with it. Number 4, Cody Sherman. A 5'9" senior from Nome.
Yeah, that's the second time that's happened. Craig's been down, hit a 3, and twice Cody Sherman's answered back with another 3. The Tanner Thane hit the first 3 for Craig, and Cody just stepped in there with his colorful socks and hits the 3.
Like you said, blow for blow here. 53-31. 6:51 on the clock. A little foul underneath the basket there. Number 21 for Mount Edgecombe, Casey Green at the line. Number 54 for Craig is joining the game, Lincoln Isaac. And I didn't see who came out of the game for the Craig Panthers.
It was 32, Tim Gore.
Number 54, Lincoln Isaacs for Craig, is a 6'1" sophomore. Craig with the ball, bringing it down, puts it on up, not quite. Grabs the rebound, up 4-2, and it's good. 54-33 is the score. Mount Edgecombe leading the way. Edgecombe with the ball towards the outside, towards the north post. On the inside, Jalen Prince turns around, puts it up for 2. Off the front edge of the rim, not quite. Craig with the rebound, losing it out of bounds. It's number 24 there, Isaac, sitting on the floor with his hands out. He thought he got fouled there, huh?
Yeah, but Nolken felt, after he got the rebound, I think Prince gave him a little bump there and kind of went flying out of bounds.
Edgecombe with the ball. Towards the inside, making the drive. Up 4-2. There it is, the left-hander. Dominic Hall, number 24, 6'2", junior from Nome. Edgecombe tipping away the pass, losing it off to Craig. Craig with the long, on over, underneath the basket, and it's good. Nice play there by Craig. Number 54, Lincoln Isaac, put it up. Mount Edgecombe with the ball, making the drive and up for 2.
That last play there, Dave Nelson trying to rifle it in there to DJ Almanzor, and it kind of bounced off one of the Edgecombe players' hands and right into Lincoln's fingertips, and it was, you know, a free happy birthday and a point-blank range layup.
Edgecombe with the free throw. First one up and good. For Leo Ford, the 5'9" junior from Hooper Bay. Score 57-35, 5:45 in the fourth here. Next one up, and it's also good. 58-35. We're live here at the B.J. McGillis Gymnasium. Craig with the ball, bringing it coast to coast, down, making the drive, turns, puts it up. Not quite. A little block and foul underneath the basket there.
Yeah, it was a good hustle there by Carl Benolken. He took it right after Dominique Hall, and got the foul, and he'll get two free throws here. But Carl, you know, he's stepping it up here. He's hoping, you know, he's been consistent tonight. He's got a few rebounds, and got to add up his points. He's got 7 points as well, 8 now with that free throw. But, you know, Craig, you know, trying to hang in there. You know, he's been right about that 20-point buffer tonight, and we just can't get closer than that at the moment.
Craig sinking both free throws there, 37-58 the score here. 5:38 in the game. Mount Edgecombe with the ball. These guys kind of taking their time. Craig stepping up their defense a little bit in this final quarter of play. And here we go, Mount Edgecombe with the ball, putting it up. Not quite. 58-37 with 5:18 on the clock. And that foul was on number 4?
Well, I'm not sure if it was on Benolkin or Isaacs. I'm kind of waiting to see.
The referee's having a little discussion. Score is 58-37 with, that's the deal. The clock was off. So they had 5:11 on the clock. And now there's 5:23, so I guess the clock ran out there.
Oh.
That was a discussion.
So the foul, and the foul was on Carl Benolkin. It's his third.
And that's come at the line for the free throw. First one up, not quite. Let's see the next one. And that one's good. 59-37 in the fourth here. Craig with the long pass, driving it up, and it's good! Number 4 for Craig, David Nelson. Had that one. Mount Edgecombe with the ball. Down to Frankenson. Frankenson handing it towards the middle. On over to the north side. Guy's looking for the inside man. Puts it on up for two. Not quite. Prince with the rebound. Back to Frankenson. Frankenson making the false drive. Hands it off. Back to the outside. Prince on the inside. These guys working it. Inside, outside. Down around the outside of the equator here. On over to Prince. In the south side. And number 10, Leo Ford with the pass. Put it up, but not quite stripped away by Craig. Craig with the coast-to-coast. Hot up 4-2. Not quite there. These guys moving fast here. Little pushing and little scrum. Wrestling on the floor here.
Yeah, you got to give it to Craig. You know, they're down with 4.5 minutes to go in the game by 20, and they're still going after it. You know, I know Coach Hamilton probably thinking, man, if we would have stuck like this the entire game, you know, and had this much success, it'd be a lot different ball game right now.
Number 54 for Craig is coming out, Lincoln Isaacs. And let's see who came in.
I think it was Tim Glore, 32.
Yep, number 32, Tim Glore. That's it. Craig with the ball in the fourth quarter, 4:19 on the clock, 59-39. Craig losing it out of bounds. Right over by their team bench. Little misstep on the dribble there. Mount Edgecombe with the ball. Down the center of the court towards the north side. Looking for the opening. Little spin, pivot, turn, pass. Back to Prince. Back on over to Frankenson. On over to the inside for the drive. Up 4-2. And it's good. Leo Ford grabbing that one. And almost stripping that pass away on the rebound. Neither team giving it up here. Both guys playing hard. Nelson with the ball, making the drive, puts it up 4-2. Off the back corner of the rim. No good.
Yeah, last time Dave Nelson doing a little shifty move there and got Leo Ford off his feet and he went up and got the foul call. So we'll get a couple free throws here.
Craig with the ball up and it's good. Nelson doing a good job on the free throws tonight. 61-40 is the score. Mount Edgecombe leading the way. 3:47 on the clock. Next free throw up and good. Edgecombe with the ball. On the opposite side of the court. Making the turn pass. Craig with the fast blocks. Prince with the ball. On the home side of the court. These guys handing it back and forth. Looking for the open man. On the inside up. Not quite. Prince with it. Goes to put it up. Jump ball.
That was a great play by DJ Almanzor. He went up, and you know, Prince had both his hands, and he kind of took DJ up with him, but he stuck with it, and they called it a jump ball.
61-41, 3:26 on the game here. Mounted come with the ball, inbound to Frankenson. Guy's working it down around the outside, making the drive, and he traveled on his way in. Number 24, Dominique Hall, made a little step there.
Yeah, he took a step before he put the ball down, and that's usually the most common traveling violation there is.
Nelson with the ball, running it down the court for Craig, making the turn pass, and the whistle.
That last foul on Calvin Frankston, he's a senior from Point Hope, but, you know, I was talking about earlier, he got the start tonight because he's a senior, and just having a great game, you know. He doesn't need to score many points. He's got four for the night, but he's also got three steals and a couple of rebounds, just doing a great job his last senior year here, or last game.
Number 22 for Craig, putting it up for three, DJ, and it didn't go. Mount come with the ball. Down the north side here, running it down the coast.
Oh,
a couple of guys on the floor. That one looked like it hurt.
Yeah, Casey definitely got his foul worth on that one. He just, you know, Benolkin just stood it, and that's what you could probably hear it through the microphone, the crash on the hardwood there.
Ooh, football.
That was a tough hit, and Carl took it, and he got reward with taking the charge.
And we got the towel on the court here, a little spit or a little something on the floor there. Get that stuff cleaned up. 61-41 is the score, 2:57. Mount Edgecombe cheerleaders cheering in the background there. The pep band off in the corner. Guys ready to play. Craig with the ball, bringing it down the north side of the court, making the drive. A lot of defense there. Craig goes to the floor. Incomplete pass over to Mount Edgecombe. Tips off the foot of a Craig player and goes on out of bounds. 61-41, 2:45 on the clock here. You're listening to High School Sports on KRBD, KIFW in Sitka, Ketchikan, and on the internet at www.mehs.us. Inbound Mount Edgecombe shot put up, no good. Craig with the ball, DJ bringing it down the court. Hands it off to open a man, makes a drive, puts it on up. A little tussle there with number 33, Jalen Prince.
Yeah, it was a good hard foul there by Prince. You know, Benolkin coming in hard on that, you know, and he would have probably had a good shot. I don't know, it was kind of a tough running shot for Benolkin to make, but Jalen, you know, bailing him out, but he had definitely made the call easy for the officials on that one.
Benolkin at the line for the free throw. First one is okay. Next one up. Not quite. 61-42 is the score, 2:32 in the final bit of the game here. Mount Edgecombe with the ball. Down around the outside. Making the pass, the inside turn shot put up. Not quite. Rebound in the hands of Nelson. Nelson bringing it down the court for Craig. Makes a drive, puts it on up for two. Not quite.
Yeah, that time Cody Sherman repaid the favor. He took a charge there by Nelson, and, you know, Nelson kind of slapped him on the butt saying, I did nail you pretty good. I'll have a bruise there tomorrow.
61-42 score here. A little over two on the clock in the game. Managed with the ball, making the drive up 4-2. That one was on number four, Cody Sherman. Craig with the ball, making the drive, puts it on up. Not quite. Rebound. And there it goes. Nope. These guys making the tussle underneath the basket here. 63-42, a minute 51 on the clock here.
Well, that's Leo Ford's fourth foul there. You know, Craig, you know, like we talked about, the second half, they've turned on the, they've played even with Edgecombe. And I know Coach Hamilton's got a, at least like the effort of the second half. You know, if they would have put a full game like this together, it'd been a whole different ball game. And they're, you know, going into, you know, regionals, they're going to bring that with them, saying, you know, we played two quarters with it. Why don't we play four quarters if they're going to match up?
Definitely. DJ at the line for the free throw. First one up, good. Next one, no good. Craig with the rebound up for two more. 45-63. Manishkin leading the way. Minute 30 on the clock here. Manishkin with the ball in the hands of Prince. Prince on over to the south side, making the drive on up. Not quite stripped away by Nelson. Nelson making the run coast to coast. Puts it up for two. And it's good. 63-47. Craig inching away in the fourth quarter here. Manishkin with the ball. Making the pass off to the north post. On into the inside. Prince there. Hands it back. Odd up for three. And there it goes. Nothing but net for Cody Sherman. Craig with the ball. Making the drive. The turn to put up. Not quite. DJ making the fast-paced drive, but it did not go for him. Manishkin with the ball, the pass. Guy almost out of position, but he turned around and grabbed that one. On to the inside for two. A little contact underneath there as well. 66-47 is the score. 45 seconds to go on the clock. Number 24 for Manishkin, Dominique Hall at the line.
Yeah, last play, good job, but good body control by Dominique. Dominique has a very smooth player, and I think, you know, he's been hurt the first half of the season, but he's really came out these last couple games tonight and last night, and done a great job, and each time he gets hit, he seems to finagle it, at least has a good shot for a three-point play.
68-47, 45 seconds in the game here. Mount Edgecombe leading the way over Craig Panthers. DJ with the ball for Craig. Hands it off to number 24, Benulkin. Benulkin making the drive, the turnaround, the pass to DJ, who eyeballs it for three. Puts it up. Not quite off the front corner of the rim. Manishkin with the rebound. Down towards the south side, making the drive on up for two. There it is, number three, Kenny Jackson, a 5'8" junior from Queefluck. 70-47 with 12 seconds to go here.
And there was Cody Sherman taking another charge. I believe that's his third charge he's taken tonight. So he's gonna need a little bit of ice the next couple days.
Managed him with the ball in the final bit of the game here. Making the pass, eyeballing it, puts it up, and it's no good. The ref said it wouldn't have counted anyway. A little late there. So the final is 70-47, Mount Edgecombe over Craig Panthers at the B.J. McGillis Gymnasium here in Sitka, Alaska. You folks in Craig should be proud of your young men and women. They played well and they played honorably here in Sitka. And when they come back, be sure and give them a warm round of applause and a handshake. And that's it for the ball game. Score 70-47. Mount Edgecombe leading the way. Andrew Christie sitting alongside here, Steve Johnson. Andrew is totaling up some of the stats for the evening. How do we look?
Well, leading the way for the Craig Panthers is Carl Benulkin and DJ Almanzor both with a dozen. Dave Nelson with 10. Tim Glore with 2. Tanner Thane with 3. And Lincoln Isaacs with a bucket. Leading the way for the Mount Edgecombe Braves, senior Cody Sherman with 15 tonight. Jalen Prince with 13. Casey Green and Dominique Hall and Leo Ford all with 11. Calvin Frankson, we were talking about, a senior, had a really good game, had 4 points. Kenny Jackson with 2 and Brian Nick with 2. And just overall, you know, I think, you know, Braves played well. But the second half, you know, I got to give it to the Panthers. They played hard and they played fairly even with the Edgecombe Braves. And we were talking yesterday about the regional tournament. There's going to be, you know, from top to bottom, it's going to be a good one, both the boys and the girls. And I think some of the teams here in this region are going to be some of the best in the state. We just got word that the Barrow boys, or the Sitka boys, beat the Barrow boys in their big Whaler Classic up
there.
Wow,
that's surprising there.
They did, and that was a big win for the Sitka boys, and Sitka girls doing very well. They beat ACS, and they did fall to the number one Barrow Lady Whalers by 10. but just some great basketball in Region 5, and we have some good teams that are going to represent the state well. And that tournament down in Ketchikan, February 28th through March 3rd, is going to be a barn burner.
Indeed. So the final score is 70-47, Mount Edgecombe over Craig. Steve Johnson and Andrew Frisky sitting here in the press box, and that's all for tonight's game. We'll send it on back to the studios and back to the listeners at home. Thank you for joining us. From Sitka, that's all, folks.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by Silver Bay Seafoods, located in Craig, Alaska, who say good luck to all the players this season. This broadcast brought to you in part by Petro Marine Services, big supporters of all the coaches, players, and managers who help make the high school basketball season one of the most exciting times of the year for all of us fans. Petro Marine Services, Alaska owned and operated since 1959.